Man, you can't make this stuff up. You know there's this battle emerging over oil tankers, train cars, being stored on the rails in the Adirondacks. Even congressional candidates are starting to talk about it. Some people say you don't have a protest movement until there's a song. Well, there's an anti-oil tanker folk song now. But here's the twist. The guy who runs the company storing the trains, he wrote a counter-protest song. We're going to hear them both on today's Story of the Day.
All aboard for Night Train! Miami, Florida!
Man, it's hard to fade that one down. Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Thursday, November 9th. First up, Monday is the first day to apply for home heating assistance. According to North Country Now, the Federal Home Energy Assistance Program, or HEAP, has $327 million set aside to help New Yorkers keep their homes warm this winter. A household can get up to $726, depending on income, the size of your family, and the kind of heat you use. A family of four can qualify with an income of up to $53,000. Last year, HEAP helped almost 36,000 households in the North Country. Trains, trains, trains. One of the most contentious issues in the Adirondack Park these days. A state plan to spend millions of dollars refurbishing a little used cargo line in southern St. Lawrence County. The fight over a proposed rail trail in Essex and Franklin counties. And now the growing battle over Iowa Pacific Railroad's move to store rail tanker cars in Essex and Warren counties. They've all sparked big debates, big battles. Well, that third fight over those mothballed tanker cars has now inspired dueling folk songs. Brian Mann has our story.
In the long history of American music, train songs are mostly about people going somewhere. They're about motion. Here's Johnny Cash.
Well, where were you when the train left town?
You can actually hear the movement in the beat. You can hear the rattle of the tracks. Here's Elvis Presley.
Train arrived. 16 coaches long.
But here's the thing. The fight over trains in Warren and Essex County here in the Adirondacks isn't about trains going somewhere. It's about trains getting stuck, mothballed, parked in place.
Oh, give me a train that rusts in the rain and ages in place on the tracks.
Here's a new folk song from North Country singer Dan Bergren.
Bring all your remains, your unwanted trains, to rest in the wilderness.
Here's a little background. Iowa Pacific and its subsidiary, the Saratoga North Creek Railroad, are storing mothballed tanker cars, old oil and chemical and coal cars, on a track next to the Boreas River in Essex County. It's wild country, close to the High Peaks Wilderness. Just about everybody except Iowa Pacific hates this idea. Local government, state officials, Governor Cuomo, environmentalists, they've all blasted the plan. And now it's a folk song.
Junkyard Express.
Bergren, who's been a presence on the music scene for years, teases out one strange fact about this case. It appears unclear, even in the highly regulated Adirondack Park, whether anyone has authority to do anything about these trains.
Within the blue line, you'll pay a fine if you violate APA rules. But if your trash has wheels and you've made a good deal, the rest of us are played for fools.
So that's Dan Bergren's take. But now there's a second folk song out there. This one written and performed by none other than Ed Ellis. He's president of Iowa Pacific Railroad.
The footprint is small. It benefits us all to have travel options in place.
Ellis has defended the train storage plan for the Adirondacks. He's offered to cancel it only if officials pay his company hundreds of thousands of dollars. He sings about the fact that the rail storage yard will be invisible to most people who visit the park.
There is no need to fight. The cars are not in sight. You see wilderness every which way.
But Ellis says he may eventually bring as many as 2,000 of these unused rail tanker cars into the heart of the Adirondack Park. It's unclear how long they'll sit there. Tensions over the plan keep building. Brian Mann, North Country Public Radio.
We have more news all the time at ncpr.org. If you're listening to this by podcast, please rate and review the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever. It helps us get more listeners. And if you don't podcast, try it. Listen, you can listen when you want. You can binge listen to Story of the Day, catch up on regional news when it works for you. If you don't know how and you want to learn, just email me. I swear, email me and I will teach you how to podcast. David at ncpr.org. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.